Blog Talk Radio.
Been a bad girl. I've been a bad girl. So damn bad. I've been a bad girl.
Best friend.
Private over. We live.
Okay, well, hey y'all, how back.
Okay.
Hey guys.
It's your best. Be quiet.
Anyway, right, okay, we do.
It's
okay.
Me. It's the bad bitch. The lazy herself.
I'm the lazy bitch. Hold on. Come here. Come here.
No, I'm good. It's me, it's Bonnie. And how you guys doing today?
And we also have.
Thank you for tuning in.
The picture liking Nicki Minaj.
Oh my goodness.
Barbie.
Oh.
We have our lovely
new intro. Okay.
We lit today. Like y'all.
Okay. And we also have our queen and our goddess and our creator of flowers.
Hold on. Y'all don't understand about my title. She is not the creator of flyer. She is the clipper. Thank you, Mickey. She is
what
the clipper of the flower, but she is the creator of grass. So I will give her that.
Come on, girl. Flower, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jing.
What flower, baby?
Okay. Hello, everybody.
What flowers have you
worn? Flower where?
I'm the flower of the tiger.
Well, you know, I created one. With the flowers on my bio. That's when Bonnie started. So,
girl, you don't even have an iPhone, bitch. What are you talking about?
When I first met you, I did have an iPhone, girl. My iPhone got stolen.
Y'all better start saying it's my sister, Miss Flower Daisy. How you doing? How are y'all doing today?
How y'all doing this week? Period.
Oh,
I guess that's not.
I'm doing really good. You know, it's been a lot of music. Really, it's been really like feeding my music lover soul. So I'm actually doing really good. Like when I have new music, I feel extra like 10 times better. So. Yeah.
And you also got a like from Nicki Minaj. How you feel about that?
Yeah, congratulations.
I actually, thank you. I'm still like in shock because I still don't believe it. Like she like my picture on the number, but yeah, thank you.
Okay, Jing, how you doing this week?
You know, I'm doing really good, like, honestly.
How?
What about you?
No.
How?
This is why we only do a two-person
talk show, baby.
We have these extras come on and try to add a little flavor. They always add some, not the flavor.
They don't put sugar in it, baby. They just put some.
Yes, thank you.
My week is fine. You know, I've been out all week since I got my car, so I just did it.
Yeah, we've been fine, but your phone, man.
Okay.
Because that phone service, baby. Ooh, Jesus. Bless your
Thank
phone.
You.
My week has been amazing. Thank you.
Bless her heart, because every line sucks.
That would have been cute had it came from Nikki and not Azealia Banks, but okay.
Oh,
anyway.
Ooh, I was sacrificing.
My week has been fabulous, you guys.
No,
I don't know why. I'm just like Gene. I don't know why it's been fabulous, but it's been fabulous.
You
know?
How about you?
How about you?
Anyway, so who is trying to go Friday, Vonnie?
You know what? You're not going to come for
me. Oh,
great. Okay. Girl, she's
yeah, we not, baby. You already no, honestly, okay, my Fine Nigga Friday is obviously my baby. Hold on.
Is it J. Cole?
Excuse me?
Full of liquor, do you
die? So Nicki Minaj is being very rude while I'm trying to announce to pronounce my love for my name. Thank you. My Fine Nigga Friday is obviously is I feel like you're celebrating the name because, like, I don't know if they know my teeth.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they know it now.
I'm going to just say, okay, my name is Kendrick Lamar. Y'all see on my Instagram and da 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 but, yeah, what about yours, AB?
Mine would definitely have to go to 7 Octopus, like, every week.
You can't do that every week, baby.
Yes,
switch
I can.
It up.
I can.
Girl, you need some new dick. 7 is my ex-husband, girl. You can't keep doing it.
Sweetie.
That's my child-in-law.
Girl, what?
It be both.
That man don't even claim you no more.
Baby, you don't got to claim me. Ooh, I almost settled it too much. I can't. You go.
Okay. Jake, what's your final name?
Yeah. You said what's my friend's name?
What?
I can't even hear y'all. Like, I'm sleeping.
Yeah, yeah,
turn your ears on.
Jake, who is your Fine Nigga Friday?
I'm going to give it to...
this is the same thing she did last
week. I don't know her name, but, like, I don't know how to pronounce her name, but I'm going to give it to my girl, Roman. Like, even though she's not a boy, but like, even though she's not a nigga, I'm just saying, like, I'm
just so shady.
Oh my goodness! So you're giving it? So you're giving
you
it to Zion?
You gave a woman. You gave a woman a man's award.
Oh my god!
A true iconic changing. You did that. You did that. For
I didn't mind.
Okay, who is yours, sweetie? Tori. Moving on.
My Finding the Friday goes to Taliban.
Ew.
Ew.
What do you mean, ew? Taliban is hot.
Exactly.
What? That's like the finest person I've seen on this game. I like that. I agree with you on that. That's a good pick.
Moving on.
All right, you guys. So moving on. So like I said, welcome to the show, AB. Well, yeah, AB, because you just now got here, baby, just alive.
Oh, no, baby, I've been here year from year.
Welcome to the show, Nicki Minaj and Jinx. So can you guys stay with us for some, no, wait, before we get into the juicy hot topic, I want to do, like, a recap of, like, the IMVU events that's been going on. So you guys know I've been attending some shows, been getting out more, being a little social.
And I'm going to start.
And AB is going to start. I think we're all going to start doing that again. So you can kind of talk about that too. So, but she wasn't there. She got there late. You know, she's always late. Even in real life, she's late. You know, she's very, she wrote
late
down, girl.
Late in time.
No. Mm-hmm.
But no, okay, so, they had two events the other day. They had the Wild and Out event, and then they also had the hotel party. And I ended up going to both of those. But my experiences at both of them have been, like, two completely different experiences. So let me start with the Wild and Out one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just going to be honest. I'm not bashing nobody. Okay, I got to go to the disclaimer first. I'm not bashing nobody. I'm not trying to talk down. I'm not doing anything. But I just got to keep it real because it's this event, and we keep it real on here.
Yeah.
I was disappointed.
Girl.
I was disappointed. Let me tell you the reasons why. Okay, so when I first got there, I was, like, I was being attacked, first of all, by straight, I don't want to call them straight, by dudes at the event. They was like, okay, so once me and Kendrick got there, and then Kendrick was like something like bagger or something like that, and then somebody had said something like, oh, do you know that's a nigga? And I'm just like, I have not experienced that on IMU in like a long ass time because like everybody knows that I'm a guy. So I'm just like, mm-hmm. what the fuck? Like, why are we still talking
about this?
First of
all, who said that? You didn't tell me about this. Who said that?
Girl, yep. I honestly, like, it really wasn't like that serious to what a point I retained that person's name, but it was him and somebody else. It was one of them little new rapper kind of guys. Like, you know, like, this book, whatever. And they were just like, did you know he dating a chain? And they just kept on, like, sending it over. And I'm thinking, like, is, like, the people who are in charge of the event, like, are they going to say something? Or are they going to be like, hey, like, chill out? Or, like, because I'm like, I'm coming to, first of all, me coming to anybody's event is a motherfucking accomplishment. If I'm stepping foot in your fucking event, no shade, no tea, because I am, if y'all want to
hear about
icon and legendary and all that shit, bitch, I am the definition of theirs and theirs and theirs and theirs and theirs, bitch. I pay way for you hoes to get acknowledgement, okay? So it's just like, for me to step there and acknowledge your event, like, you would think that the people in charge would be like, yo, chill. And I'm just about me. It's just about, like, just, you know, just being, like, you know, respectful to your guests. Like, you want to keep it as, you know, drama-free as possible. I didn't get that. Like, Blaine was, like, throwing shade and me, like, you know, come off some training and all this stuff. I'm just like, how little are we? Like, why are y'all, like, doing all this? Like,
after this,
like,
you need to tell me who it is.
I think I don't know if it was like one of the OTL or like, I really don't know. Like, I know it's like one of those type of dudes. I don't know if it's like one of those OTLs or like, I don't know what they call them, girl. YFNs. I don't know what they be calling them.
Pop, nap. I know who you're talking about because they did that to me before too. You talking about
and
Pablo
it was just
Boomin?
Like, no.
You
talking
about
no.
Pablo Boomin. You have
no, to. No. I don't think he was even there. No, it was just, it really was like one of the, I'll know if I see the person, if I see like in the album together. But anyways, I would have thought that like the host of the Nicki Minaj, not you, not just Nicki Minaj, the Ramen one. I forgot which Nicki Minaj it was. It's too damn many. And it was, no shade, OT. It really is. It was Nicki Minaj who was in charge. And who else was in charge? What's the other girl? What's the other girl name? I mean, the other girl. Ooh, I'm so sorry. That was not say. Ooh, that was not say. I just called him a girl.
Who?
What's that boy today, DJ Khaled? He was also in charge. I didn't mean to call you a girl.
Well, he's a girl for me. Anyway,
but listen, so he was in charge too. And you would think like they would say something like to intervene, but they didn't. Like they didn't say anything. Just kind of like let them just bash me. And I'm just like, damn, like, and I, like, you know me, like, I should be, I'm very classy. I didn't respond. I didn't even acknowledge them. This is my first time acknowledging them on this damn show. That's how, like, you know, they're like, I'll just stay with, like, for a conversation on dinner or whatever and talk about it. Because it really wasn't, like, the only thing that upset me about it is, like, the fact is, like, what if, like, what, like, I was thinking about Kendrick and that moment, like, what if, like, you know,
what did he
like,
say?
I don't even think, like, he was lagging really bad, so I don't know if he even seen it or he even caught on to what they were saying. You know what I mean? Like, because they had said it, but, like, it wasn't, like, the theme of the show. Like, they wasn't, like, constantly attacking throughout the whole night. Because if they would have constantly attacking throughout the whole night, it would have been a different situation.
Okay.
I would have been exposed, and I would have been doing all my, you know, I would have really went in or whatever.
And A&B would have been shows up at the party, but...
Okay, but no, like, honestly, I didn't, like, I don't even know if he even seen it, but it just pissed me off. I'm just like, what if, like, first of all, like, he didn't want everybody else to, like, everybody pretty much knows, everybody respects me for being, like, a dude who hides behind a, you know, I didn't say who hiding, but who's the guy behind a, who's the guy behind a, you know, behind a female Abby, like, you know, everybody pretty much knows that and respects it, but, like, for instance, like, if some people on there who are just immature and, like, maybe, like, what if his friends, like, didn't know? Like, he didn't want them to know. It's just, like, too much stuff for people, like, to sit up there and, like, just have ignorance for no reason and, like, not really thinking about, like, their actions and how it affects somebody else.
True.
So I didn't like that for that. But everything else about that event was, it was okay. Like, the jokes, this one we could talk about, like, the real event itself. Other than that, like, the whole little thing, I don't know if I would ever attend that event anymore, honestly, unless they, like, fix that little issue because, that ain't cute. Like, it's 2017. Nobody should be getting bullied for being a guy. For being a guy behind an Abby, behind a female Abby, or getting called a tranny every time they enter a room. Because, like, being a guy in real life and being well-fed as female does not make you a tranny. So I wish people would stop saying that.
Yeah,
Other discussion. Like, I just feel like that's so disrespectful to people who really are transsexual. Like, we're
I never
not
thought
trained.
Of it like that.
Yeah, like, it's upsetting to me. It really is. Like, it's offensive to me because, like, we really are not trannies. Like, we're simply just dudes. Because, like I said, I'm out with my outside. I'm not hiding it. I'm not trying to, you know, trick nobody. Like, I talk on this damn radio show, like, every fucking Friday. I post behind every once in a booth.
Sometimes
like
Sundays.
And someday, right, and sometimes Sundays, if you catch my tea. There was a lot of tea that day, baby. But anyway, mm-hmm. but yeah, like, I was just upset by like, that whole thing. They need to be sick. But let's get on to, like, the actual, like, show. Like, overall, honestly, I kind of left a little bit early, too. Let me tell you about it, because I just, like, the jokes was not funny. Like, I really thought it was going to be something that's going to be, like, so fucking, like, I like, this is so different. It seems innovative. Like, I'm here for it. Only good critique I can give out on it, honestly, is, like, the venue looks really good. Like, the mm-hmm. venue looks good. Like, I get them that. But aside from the venue looking good, another thing, too, is, like, if you pay for VIP, bitch, you were sitting behind them, which I didn't understand. Like, their backs were safe. Okay, you were looking at their ass while people who were paying general admissions were looking at their face and looking, like, forward on the stage. Like, it was
Wait,
just,
what
like...
The heck?
Yes, you're like, we were sitting in the back, and we were the ones who had VIP, and, you know, VIP, they paid, I didn't pay for VIP, Kendrick paid, but, you know, paid for us, whatever, and, like, okay, but he paid for everything, and I'm just like, we could have just sat in general admissions, like, we got to shift our cameras and rotate it, and which is, like, it was just
okay.
too much, and, like, the jokes was not funny, it was not hitting, they had a couple of cute little lines or whatever, but overall, it was just corny, like, and I expected it to be so much more than what it really was. Like, I was
best
like,
comedy
wow,
show
like,
was episode.
You say what?
That was real fun. I said best comedy show was episode.
I really think.
Yes.
Hello.
I like it. Like I like it. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jing.
I really think if episodes would have had to go out, it would have been so funny. To be honest.
Yeah, I think
she
so.
I said she did it. She ain't doing no wild now, but she had her own like comedy show.
Yeah,
and
she
her
did.
Shit was actually hella fucking good. Like it's funny. Like she knows how to like. Like, the stuff they were saying, he was just saying, like, I think they were saying something like a burrito head, bean ball head, and it just was like,
what?
I'm like, what? Yeah, it was like, your mommy's so fat, she can't, like, it was
you
just,
know,
like, really
I get
corny.
It. I get why we don't like it.
Why?
It was more jokes that catered to street people in a way. You know how they joke
that's
people
no,
on the street
I laugh, this is kind of, with me, I laughed at just about anything, like, anything funny, because it just was not funny, like, it was, nothing was, like, I'm telling you, like, it, okay, Nikki, you was there, like, what do you think?
I feel like they should have been more, what's the word, polished with their jokes and stuff instead of, like, just going off the top of the head. And I feel like if they would have, like, rehearsed more, if they did, then everything would have been, you know, flowing right. But I just feel like they were just talking crap about each other like they was in a regular chat room. Like, it didn't feel like
like, it was just, like, just thank you. That's, like, the perfect way to sum it up. Like, it was, like, a regular chat room. Like, it was, like, really
right.
nothing to it. Like, I don't know. I feel like they more thought to the next show, definitely. Like, really, like,
mm-hmm.
look at the actual show and see how they do theirs. Even still some of their jokes, because y'all definitely need it. No shade, no tea. Y'all definitely steal their jokes and bring it on to the damn game. Because I really wanted to go there.
Well, their
show,
jokes
like,
aren't really even funny to me, to be honest. Just saying.
Sometimes, girl, you got to watch the like, episodes, bitch. Some stuff really, you got to, don't think, do your research. Go back and listen to everybody's joke and pick out the best ones. Not all of them will be hitting, but I mean, with this game, you got to really, like, do a little bit extra because, like I said, it is one-dimensional. Like, you can't really see. You can't hear, like, the tone of how they say it. So you got to make sure what the hell we reading is going to be funny or, like, at least, like, add props into it, like, bring the props.
Yeah,
you
I
know. They did have one prop that I thought was actually kind of funny, but they didn't play on it too much. One of the dudes had a purse on, and he was, like, bugged out, girl, with a whole fucking purse on. I'm like, why y'all not I had to comment on it. Like, I was like, is that a purse? And everybody just started laughing based on what I said. Not even laughing at the fucking what they were saying. It was just like I don't know, girl. They just wasn't funny. I'm sorry. Try again. Now, the second event, the hotel party, I went there too. That was lit. That was lit. I liked that. I really liked it. That
okay.
was really nice. It was really nice. The person putting on, I got to give a shout out. The person putting on was, I think it's GZSTO. A.K.A. Lee, and
oh,
his
like,
girlfriend, yeah, his girlfriend, Norman, I think her name is Norman, Norman, I don't know her real name, but I know her little,
at name,
yeah, it's like Norman or something like that, I really like it, that was really fun, I did. First thing, a real intimate. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all. I was sucking dick at the party, girl. But we were talking about that like, okay.
Anyway.
I forgot. They didn't go to that. Somebody else went to the university. Yeah. Anyway, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, is that all for the segment?
Yeah, that's all for it.
All right. So, guys, this intro to the next segment is basically an intro also for our upcoming guest. So, see you later in a minute.
Hey guys, and clap. It's me.
Where's my drum roll?
Just time for my intro. Can I have my intro, please?
Girl, baby, you are not that important. So like
I'm crying. Anyway, so guys,
it's me, your favorite Southern Belle, the one and only queen of rap, queen of IMBU, Miss Brandy.
Let me get zing on you real quick.
Oh, God. Okay, let's get some water in the court, baby. Come on. All right, so welcome to this show. Welcome to this show, baby. Come on. Welcome
to
the show, Tiana.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Baby, can I finish? Welcome to the show, Solana and Tiana.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, let's get right into the question. Funny.
Okay, so I know you guys are thinking right now out there in the world. Thinking about... how did these bitches get along? It's like, how are they friends again? And I actually wanted to start it there. So, this is our juicy topic section. What they call it, bitch?
Segment. Okay.
There we go, segment. Okay, this is our juicy topic segment. And before we get into that, who y'all find Nigga Friday?
Okay. Myself, since I'm both male and female.
Okay, girl. We didn't ask who the ugliest nigga on Friday, girl. We asked Fine Nigga Friday.
Oh. A clock. So my Fine Nigga Friday will have to be my boyfriend, Jaden.
Your boyfriend?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, when you say your, you know, there is, when you take off the wife, you get
That was cute. I like that.
I'm just playing. Y'all know I love y'all. Okay, let's go ahead and get into like the real serious. Let's start. She was speaking. Y'all got it. I am on the roll today, you guys. I love you guys. Okay, let's go ahead and get into it. So, I know people want, like I said, people want to know, like, how are we all like cool again, right? Okay, so the first thing is, like, how did the Palays and the... because y'all call yourself the E-Mind, short for Irrelevant.
Yep.
And,
excuse me, come again?
You did that. But anyway, E-mind, so you guys call yourself the E-Mind, and we the Palays. You know, the Philly cheesesteaks or whatever y'all
okay.
call.
Yep.
So, like, how...
I'm a
okay,
baby.
So, people want to know, like, how did we become cool again? Like, anybody want to start that off?
Well, I can start it off by saying thanks, AB. But go ahead.
Yeah, it really is. You know.
Yeah, I said thanks to AB. No, like, I'm not here.
Yeah.
It was
I
not
love
my
how
good.
Y'all became cool.
Y'all.
Well, baby, you'll be
it's
in...
It's mostly AB.
I was in AB. Y'all give AB way too much credit
when it
is my own body and my own mind.
I control
AB is a mutual friend.
AB is a mutual friend, bitch. But she is not the friend.
AB's been a mutual friend, and you know, we just became close, and then when you came back from the dead, like always,
AB has always
been connected us.
AB, first, let me say something. First of all, me AB is not a mutual friend. She is my friend. I do not share her. So for you guys to sit there and be like mutual, that is very disrespectful. What happened, you guys?
It's okay. None of my friends are over 90 pounds, and you can have AB.
Ooh. That was cute.
That was cute, but
that's cute.
Very
dancing,
I guess. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
You know, we real thick bitches over here. That's how we like them.
Shout out to Cam. Cam.
Very thick girl.
Sweetie, that's what I think. This is fat.
Oh.
Anyway. But yeah, like I think, like I said, I definitely think it was AB. Like, by like AB kind of being in the middle, it just kind of just made like AB been trying. Let me tell you something. AB, she is a ride, and she won't die for you, but she will definitely ride with you.
I won't.
They eat the food.
Okay. Been riding like both of the damn the bandwagons of me and her, so we're like she don't like to like she don't like to be like in the middle, like she hates it, like I understand that, so like she would always kind of be like coming to me like, you know, like kind of like whisper a little shit in my ear, and like I guess like whisper shit in my ear, kind of like get us back cool or whatever like that. But long story short, we're here now, and we all cool. And
yeah,
I like them. Man. I really like them.
Hold
and
on,
I'm a real good.
You said you're a real what? Can we hear that?
Okay. Oh my goodness. Yeah, this show is just like so reckless. Yeah, forgive us. This is how we are though. Like behind this damn show, after this, we will be more. So, that's only because some people don't got friends, but that's another story.
Oh,
I caught
real friends. Real friends.
I caught that. I know nobody else caught that.
Real before. Girls. Real girls. Don't get it twisted.
Catch you.
Okay. Anyway. You guys know we did like our we had like our little incident show where I talked about a lot of real shit about my relationship with Sierra and what all happened in the Chicago's and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was very controversial. It caused quite a stir in the IMV community. So this kind of stand on like on the I ain't gonna say stand on the same topic because it's actually kind of a little different, but like my mindset is kind of still in like that whole like betrayal of a friend kind of thing or whatever like that. So we're gonna talk a little bit about it, a little bit more about it, but not about that, but about shit related to it. So my first
question.
Can I
start, please?
No,
mm-hmm.
You can't start. It don't matter. I don't care. Okay, so the first question. Okay, so has that ever been like a friendship where it was like, you know, you got some good bad memories to a friend, and like, what do you do? Like, what do you do when you have a good and bad memories to a friend? Like, do you choose the good memory to think about, or do you choose the bad memory to think about? Like, and y'all, first of all, y'all no longer friends anymore for whatever reason, but like, what do you do with those memories that you have with that person?
I choose the good memories because I honestly don't like.
So you
the
still think positive.
Hate
so you
people.
Still think positive about.
No, you don't.
Still, that has ended.
No, I mean, I don't think anybody will because it's always going to be in the back of your mind.
Okay, honest answer.
Okay, TJ, how do you feel about that?
Even if you don't talk to them, I feel as if.
Girl,
you're always.
Come on, you got to push volume, girl.
Girl, what?
It's a bass in your
voice. Not bass, but just volume.
Anyway. But,
Hey, Tamar.
You're always going to remember the good times y'all have always had. Like, even if you think about the bad times, your good times are always going to outweigh the bad times. I see.
You think? Yeah. Ooh.
I think so, too, sometimes. And that's why I was trying to tell you about the other day.
Do you want to? You got to keep it real, real. You got to keep it real.
So basically, me and Von was talking about Guillermo the other day. Well, not me and Von. I was talking about Guillermo.
Thank you. Thank you.
And, because you know, And it's, I don't know. I was just saying that I miss Guillermo in that, like, it's like, I feel like he has two sides to him. You know what I mean? I feel like he has the night side and he has the shady, annoying, petty, and, you know, he has.
And the sexy.
Side. I mean, that was in with the nice side too, baby, but I don't talk about that. Anyway, yeah, and that's what I was just saying, you know what I mean? And it's hard, and it's like, I don't know, it's just hard for me to not be friends with somebody that I had a lot of good memories with, so.
Where about you, Nikki? Where about you?
Okay, but don't you think that good memory is always going to draw you back to that friendship?
This, okay, exactly. Y'all rewind. Let me tell y'all the real thing. Okay. Because I feel like all y'all kind of got the same. I feel like I'm being ganged up on a little bit. I have a different mindset when it comes to like.
You're too big for that.
Is it raining? What the fuck is going on out there? Oh, God. Jesus.
Girl, that was her shooting, girl. I forgot. It's a Cardinal game. This my window is closed. This is a fucking Cardinal game going on or something. Anyways, I'm sorry.
All right, baby, come on.
But no, listen. This is my opinion about stuff I said. Like, I feel like if people show you who they are, believe in, and I feel like it's impossible. Like, I just feel like, okay, if you're going to be, like, real about the whole demo situation, I feel like he has done so much wrong to where it outweighs his all the good that he has done. Like, this is for me, because he's done a lot of stuff towards me to where, like, I feel like I cannot forgive him for that. And it's not only that. It's just, like, he's done, like, a lot of stuff, like, behind my back and ran into other people. Like, he's very manipulative. But I can go down a list of all the negative things about him where I can't even really think about so much of the positive. My sense that he doesn't have positive qualities, it's just that the bad things that he has done has outweighed the good, like the good times that we did have.
It does.
And it's tainted. But does those good memories go away? It doesn't. But it definitely has put like a dark cloud over like. Okay, then that's what I should have said the first time. But y'all were talking,
I agree.
Well, I'm sticking with what I said the first time. Well, baby, I can start thinking more intellectual like me, baby. I'm talking about grandma, but I'm thinking to anybody, though. I'm just saying, like, I feel like when it comes to, like, good and bad memories, this is my opinion. I feel like, first of all, if y'all not friends no more, then, like, I feel like you should just move on. Like, I don't believe in repeats with friendships. I don't believe in repeats.
You don't?
Our situation is so different, though, AB. It's not like it wasn't a real situation. Yeah, like, it wasn't like a real, like, you really tried to essentially hurt
just
the situation. Yeah, like, it wasn't like a real. But although I am kind of contradicting myself, because a lot of times, Gemma has, like, essentially tried to, like, hurt my feelings, and, like, I accepted him back, and I have done that before, so I kind of, that was kind of, like, I just contradicted myself. Okay, I don't believe in it now, okay? New me.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I don't believe in it now. Like, if you fuck me for once, you're not going to fuck me again. I'm a one-night bitch.
For me,
it's just hard to give up deep friendships, period. And I feel like me and Gamma had deep friendship. Whether if y'all thought so or not, I feel like we had.
The next question is like kind of tied in with the first one. Like, what do you do when you like? How do you deal with the loss of a friend? Not like nothing like them dying, but like y'all just not friends anymore. Like, how do you deal with it?
Pay them dust.
I be petty any chance I can get because y'all know me. Like,
yeah, you are.
I'm very petty, so like I'll just do anything and everything to do that'll get under your skin.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the only one that never
works. That's like,
yeah, like I don't got
no
more. That's how y'all get over the loss. Like you have to be petty, so you have to
But it depends on the friend, and it depends on what the friend has done. Like if it's like
a situation.
Yeah, I'm okay. If it's like a situation where you like try to do something to me behind my back with some snake stuff, like I'm going to be petty. Like I'm going to get you right now.
Oh, okay.
The one thing I can say.
Mm-hmm. You said what? What you say, babe?
I said the one thing I can say is. You should never, ever, 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 ever feel that friend's tea, although you guys are not friends no more, if you're being petty, you know?
Turn your mic up, bitch, because you speaking words of wisdom.
Personally, for me, I could never sit there and steal my friend's tea if they're not friends anymore. I'd rather just leave it alone and let the drama stay with them. And that's
hey,
like
no,
that.
Yes.
That's not me.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
not
yeah.
me like that.
That's just like
Thank
a waste
you.
Of time.
True. That you should, you're right. You're
now,
right.
The only time that I would feel your teeth, because, right, I said the only time I would feel, okay, I'm sorry, I'm steady talking, bitch. What did you say, Swan? You said the only, you said what?
Huh?
What you say? Swan was saying something, wasn't she?
Oh, girl, I said that was, all I said was that it was just, I feel like that's just a waste of time to sit on social media and bash your
yeah.
friend.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
yeah. To me, I pretend like they're not there. I call it the ghost effect.
You want a roll today. But I can't. There is moments where I have, like, my moments. Like, I'll go silent, but I literally, like, I do the ghost treatment a lot. So, like, if I call you, like, if I consider you a friend of mine, and I see you throwing shots at me, or like y'all know, like the whole thing that happened between me and, you know, CC and Gamma, all of that stuff. Like, they was throwing, like, first of all, Gamma was the first one throwing shots at me regarding, like, what happened in Chicago. And I never responded. I just, like, paid him duds. He was a dog. I just wanted to fix Tiana. And then it was just like the moment, like, other people start commenting on a situation, then I feel like I was in defense mode. Like, I feel like I needed to say something. I need to show, like, okay, look, whatever the heck, because people got online and
were
bashing me and, you know, like feeling stuff that was not accurate. I'm just like, okay, let me come on this, let me come on the damn van, because I don't do all the little live shit. Y'all not gonna be clocking me, and y'all not gonna be clocking me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna
that's the thing. Everybody's
number one,
and that's what bothers me. Like every time, like friends get into it, they always bring it to social media, and other people get involved.
Exactly,
and everybody feel like they can have a fucking opinion, and they can't.
Exactly.
They don't have an opinion.
Okay,
Say that thought,
because that's actually the next question I was going to ask. How do y'all feel about when people bring, okay, y'all not really going to talk, but I was going to say, like, how do y'all feel about people, like, bringing shit to, like, social media, like,
I don't like that
there,
at
like,
all.
Other people
now, see, that's why I'll be petty, because if you want to bring it to
yeah.
me, I'll bring everything to
me. Yeah, because if you bring it to me, I'm going to eat it, like, AB, for real.
Oh, Jesus.
Tiana. When you feel good without an edit, then you can talk to me.
Well, that was a compliment. He said you were eating
Young Money.
Tiana has been eating you alive tonight.
That's okay.
Oh.
And I've been eating all these checks.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, something else.
No,
oh,
the
and one more thing. Thank you for coming on my show.
Oh.
Come on with it.
Give it up, Delicious. Give it up.
Oh, okay.
So yeah,
that's
34
in
a way. This is another thing I said. That's my last comment on this. I feel like when you bring like your issues to you, you have to be careful what you say, because you give people the right to comment on your situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why like
yes.
I don't like to really like bring my person too much of my personal life into like INVU, because I feel like it gives people room to comment. So that's the reason why, like, with the issue that happened between me and Sierra in Chicago, I didn't go on, you know, on a rant and just expose all that girl bitch. Like, because I could have, because I, like I said, I was the fucking victim. I know it may be more deleted, bitch, but I was the victim, bitch. I was the one who could have died, like, for real.
But
I didn't.
Like, always two sides.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's always two sides to a story.
Always
and
two sides to
people
are going to
believe what they want
to. Right. Exactly, but I'm always on the right. I'm just telling you that I'm always like, I'm
not
always
okay.
Very
tell me when I was wrong. Right, you can even think.
Sweetie, I think of a lot. It's just hard to explain.
Right, that was ass, bitch. Go eat it.
Hold on, wait. Let me add to something. Let me say something. If it's a friendship that you guys had and it went to social media, then your friendship was never real in the first place. Because, say, for example, me and Solana, whatever, if we ever had a problem, I will always keep it in that DM and I wouldn't bring it to social media.
That's just like me and Brian.
If you love somebody, I'm just saying, you know, God forbid, that's, like, don't ever bring it to social media. It's not everybody.
Okay, let me say something.
Personally,
because I feel a different way about it. Like, yeah. I feel like you shouldn't bring other people's business to social media, but like for example, when me and Vaughn had our little thing, the reason I bring it to social media is because it was kind of like a cry. It was kind of like a cry out.
She
for
was
like,
crying
give
for
me
to come be.
Like, yes, like give me some attention.
A cry for
like,
hair.
You know what I mean?
Cry for hair.
Basically, crying for attention, basically. I feel
but
like you could do a
cry
for
though, attention. But I'm saying, no, don't even do that. Because all you have to do is pick up that damn phone and call. Sometimes it just takes too much. And those things, too, people, I remember last time, like I said, when the whole issue happened, like, last Sunday, I actually went on their live afterwards, and, like, I was, like, trying to listen to what they were trying to say, and they was making it so, like, I was talking about, like, kissing their ass and stuff like that. Like, I want people to kiss my ass. And I'm just like, because, like, I was asking for, like, I was asking, like, why did you call, like, why did you pick up the phone and call me? Like, you had a, if you ever had an issue with, you know, whatever. Listen, like I said, listen to the show before this, y'all. Y'all get all the tea. But they basically trying to make it seem like I was, like, you know, like, oh, he want everybody to kiss his ass. And that's not the case. Like, I feel like it's, I'm
first
really
of all,
wrong.
Hold on, hold on. Pause for a second. Let me ask you, what did they say on the live? Because I didn't listen to it.
I was listening. It was like Sierra was saying something like, she can bring a man in the room. He was getting money, blase, blase. Never had a problem. It wasn't necessary. She left because she wanted to leave, you know, stuff like that. And not because of that. She left because she wanted to leave because she was, I don't know.
Tiana, don't.
That's a lie. Like, if you literally left because you wanted to leave, then you would have not left. You would have left when I was talking to you. You would have not left when I left and went on a walk for 5 minutes, and I come back and you gone.
You know why? I think.
But remember, you left it alone, so leave it alone.
No, I'm still
gonna
talk about
it. Okay, we're gonna leave it alone. But all I gotta say is, I think she left because I think she got scared when you was doing what you was doing, when you was yelling and all that stuff like that.
I wasn't that intimidated, Brian.
You were. You
were. I'm not that mean. I don't believe the hype. Okay.
No, you really sounded like you was about to fight her. I'm dead serious.
I was pissed off. Okay, that's just leaving on because I just got mad again. But anyway, okay, y'all. And like I said, I can talk about this. Like I said, I can talk about this now because, like I said, I already talked about it, and it's like they already talked about it to their friends. So I'm doing the exact same thing. Like now, I can talk about it. I heard you talking about it with your people. They on live talking about it. I could be on them talking about it. Who gonna check me, boo?
But hold on, wait. I'm gonna check you real quick. Cause listen. The post you made about just listen. That post you made, I really read it and I took heed to it. So I feel like you should take heed to it too. And even if they're talking about it or the topic comes up, don't get into it like you got into it last time.
So you
took your piece.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm talking about it now on this show, like, referencing. I'm not talking about it, but I'm referencing now on the show because I can. I'm not going to, like, go back to them anymore because that's, like I said, that's already dead. I already said what I got to say. It's recorded. It's documented. Everybody else can tune in and hear the truth if they want to. But I already had my piece with it. But I can definitely reference it. That's what I'm saying. That's all.
Okay.
I got a question for y'all. Do you guys feel like forgiveness can ever be in that situation if you and a friend had, like, a little beef and whatnot?
The truth
yeah,
is, I would be forgiving her.
Elaborate.
Forgiveness is not always, like, two-sided. Like, sometimes you can, like, I would have stayed here for the whole situation. Like, if I had not been there, I would never text her and tell her, like, the moment I forgave her, honestly, was when I had texted her the exact same night when she went back on the road. I literally told her in a text. I said, I do not want you to leave, but I hope you don't. I'm like, I'll make it safe or whatever they said. Like, and I literally said that. And she didn't respond back to that text, but that was my way of saying, I forgive you, but, you know, and I hope you be safe. That's I don't have a problem with you. But,
personally,
like,
for me,
then it was up to her to whether respond to that text, which she never has done, or to call me, which she has done, but she didn't, like, I said, I was on a road, so I didn't, you know, first I was asleep on a road, so I wasn't driving up to the back seat. I was asleep, and, like, she had called me, but, like, it wasn't, like, any more attempt, so I just kind of felt like, okay, my hands is washed with it, you know what I mean? Like, it's a dead situation. But, yeah, I already forgave her. Like, I literally have no feelings. I literally have, like, no, like, anger towards her. The reason why I was upset and I talked about it on Gangsta the other night was because of, like I said, the Cash Doll girl was on her live talking about it. Because Sierra, like, she said, it happened in March. Like, I moved on from it. And I truly have, too. But when people brought it up on an event, then that's when I was like, okay, well, what are you telling these people? Because now they're talking about me on this damn on their lives and stuff, and people were laughing and commenting,
okay.
Like, you know, that's when it was an issue.